Monday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
You are listening to an abbreviated but jam-packed version of your favorite show on any radio station. The station being CITR 101.9, the show being the Parts Unknown Show. Long-awaited, long-anticipated new track by In Mirrors, the work of Jesse of the bands Channels 2 and 3, Channels 3 and 4, Mormon Crosses, so many fantastic ones, and now a band called In Mirrors that have been a thing for quite a few years now. The new track is called Boy Moonlight, and that is one dance track that you're going to get at the beginning of my only hour-long show today. I'm Dunkin's Donutsing it today. Well, his show is jam-packed with goodness that lasts 60 minutes, usually, and mine is usually 2 hours. So there's a lot of filler in my show, but this time I'm going to do what Duncan does and get every bit of goodness out of every moment. I'm kind of stalling. This is kind of filler, isn't it? Boy Moonlight, a track from In Mirrors. At the end of the show, I will also have a dance track. But in the meat of the show, if the dance tracks are the bread, the meat is going to be just pure unbridled rock and roll, just like it used to be back in the day when I was a fresh-faced 25-year-old trying to figure things out. And now I'm a 50-year-old trying to figure things out. Rempel is a new-ish band featuring a whole bunch of friends. I want to say all the names, but there is a gentleman from Calgary that I think his name is Matt, but it might be Dave. But I'm going to find out in the chat that I had with them at Robson Park in a second, as I usually do. I have these little chats. So Rempel, my friend Mick, and my friend Mike are in this, and my soon-to-be friend, who might be Matt or Dave. Yeah, well, we're off to a great start, aren't we, Matt, Dave? I want to tell you that their music is rock and roll, and it's not rock and or roll. It is both equal substances together. Toe-tapping fun. They recently played a show at the Anza Club. I'm so happy that the Anza Club is doing the odd musical night. That is a very underrated venue in Vancouver. All right. So let's do it. There is a new track that Rempel has. They used to be called Rempel and the Rousers. And they wanted to shorten it down because that is just like this show. They are shortening it down, but not like me. They are not going to go back to the long version of their band. I, in fact, next week am going to have a 4.5-hour Parts Unknown show. And you're just going to have to sit and enjoy it. Or not. Let's get into the chat I had with the four-piece band, Rempel. Let's hear it now on 101.9 CITR. You are listening to the Parts Unknown Show. It is another windy Robson Park, and there is a lot of shenanigans behind Rempel. Hi. Used to be the Rousers. Do they not rouse enough for you? You had to take their title away. Rempel, welcome to Robson Park.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so wonderful to see you again. The very first time that I saw you, you sang a la Julie Cruz for the Twin Peaks evening that my friend Rich Saxtone put on. That was amazing, and you sounded so serene and sublime.
Thank you. I tried my hardest.
Yes, yes. Now, why the name? Oh, let's Rempel.
Yes.
There's others here. Should we get them to introduce themselves?
I'd love or to.
Okay. Beside Rempel is
Michael Flintoff.
Oh, my dear friend, Mike. so kind throughout the years. So supportive. So wonderful.
Always a pleasure, man.
To the left of Mike is a new. Expat, a new plant on the Vancouver music scene. Your name, sir?
Matt Wickens.
Oh, fantastic. Now, originally from Calgary, Alberta.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, originally from a fantastic rock unit known as the Mandates.
That is also correct.
Awesome. How are you liking Vancouver, and how long have you been here?
I love it. It doesn't snow here, and that's wonderful. And I've been here for 5 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Now, to your left is another dear friend, tennis-playing companion, Mr. Mick Durham's on the traps. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So nice to see you, Chris. Your glasses are awesome.
All your glasses are awesome. Okay, so why no rousers?
Well, we just simplified it up. Is it like a lot of marbles, you know?
Saying sure.
Rimple and the rousers. It seems like,
you know.
Yeah, lots to remember, mouth of marbles. We just cleaned it up. It's just simple, looks good in text. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, yeah. That was the big thing for me. I do the design for the band, and Rempel and the Rousers is like, that's like 14 letters or something.
And we couldn't afford to pay him. Yeah.
Okay.
We had to, you know, he charges by letter.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
No.
People also can barely remember Rempel's name. Never mind Rempel and the Rousers for the title. So it's just a lot. Yeah.
Fine. And we know the star of the show, definitely Rempel.
Yeah, it's me.
Yes. So I saw the video for Kiss My Lips.
Kiss My Lips.
And that is the new hit single.
Yeah.
It's been out for a little bit.
Yeah.
I am sure that this is going to be on an album, but I can't find the any more tracks and any news for the name of the new album. Is there going to be one? Discuss.
There certainly is. We're just keeping it a mystery right now.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it. No. No, we have recorded a full-length album. Had a lot of fun doing that with Jesse Gander at Rain City.
Oh, of course.
Long time bud recording with.
And the best in the biz.
The best in the biz.
And so we put a lot of work into the songs, crafting them, and a good collection we're proud of. So we're actually sent it out to some labels. We've recorded now two videos as singles leading out to the release. So Kiss My Lips being the first. Got another one coming up soon. So
cool. With record labels, there had been some pretty rockin' Vancouver-based labels. Have they all dried up? Do you have to go elsewhere for which to promote your amazing music?
Well, it's interesting because I think it's also dependent on genre, right? Like, I mean, yeah, lots of great local labels, but then you think about like-minded bands doing the same music and labels of interest, right? So outside this go-around, I'd say it was probably 90% out of Vancouver we sent to labels.
Okay. Now, have there been any sniffs? Lots of sniffing.
You know
lots
what?
Lots of sniffs, probably.
No, we only just sent it out recently, so we're waiting for the sniffs. But yeah, a couple nice feedback from some people so far, so just waiting.
We've
got some options.
Very nice. Now, would it be a Canadian imprint, or would you be looking further? I know that Spain seems to be crazy with the glam rock and roll.
You know what? Spain is amazing. That is a different level of fan and music lover over there, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
With any of your former bands, and there are lots of them, had you ever made the trip to Spain or Italy where they just love their rock and roll, and you think at 6 p.m. There's this big vacuous arena, there's no one there, and then at 6:30 there's like 10,000 people waiting to hear your music.
So I was fortunate enough to play Spain with the Transmitters.
Oh my
gosh.
That was
December of 2019, right before COVID hit pretty much. And we got asked to come play a festival, and we had no idea anyone knew who we were there.
Yeah.
And we were kind of confused. They're going, what do you mean you're paying the flights on our way there? No one knows us. We never played there. So we went for a festival, and I couldn't believe how many people actually knew the song. So
unbelievable.
But
they're all singing
word for word. It's a different breed of fan over there, for sure.
Yeah.
Now,
another label that I don't even know if it's a label anymore, but have you ever heard of the Portland label Dirt Nap?
Yes. We've had multiple Transmitters records out on
Dirt
Nap, and this year's their 25th anniversary.
Unbelievable. Wouldn't it be a cherry on top if they would sign Rempel on the 25th anniversary?
Come on, Dirt Nap.
No pressure, Ken.
Where are you, Ken?
You know what?
Ken, we need you.
I know Ken gets a lot of stuff submitted to him. I did send it his way and asked him to check it out, so that's funny you mention it. And funny enough, their 25th anniversary Transmitters were going to play there in Milwaukee for the festival in August.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, at least that's the current plan. We'll have to see how.
Oh, you. All right, 6:31. I bet this is the last time that's going to conk out, but I've said that before. You know where we are. We're at 6 minutes and 31 seconds of this lovely chat that I am having with Rempel, formerly Rempel and the Rousers, and we're going to get back into the swing of things. Yes, they're still looking for an album label to distribute their wonderful records. That's where we continue.
Plays out in yes. the months to come.
But, so it's wonderful that former bands are still happening, Transmitters.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's so great to hear. Mandates. Now, you have moved to Vancouver. I'm assuming that your love for Mandates is still strong, but it's probably not a thing anymore.
Oh, yeah. I love those guys. We haven't played since I moved, but... Jimmy from Mandates lives out here. I see the other guys pretty often. Every time I go back to Calgary, we hang out.
Do they text you every day asking, are you coming back?
No. No,
my mom does. So.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, mom will have to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Summer. You see mom in the
right.
summer.
And Warren from Mandates, he's pretty busy. He plays in Homefront.
Fantastic band.
Yeah, so he's touring all the time, and it's awesome to see him out there playing 50 shows a year.
Right on.
Yeah. Going all over the world.
So the four of you, rugged veterans of the rock and roll game, is anything different with this album in your execution of it? Will there be a onslaught of shows from the west to the east?
You know what? No plan on booking any shows till we know how it's coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
But something that's been different for me compared to other bands is taking the time to record videos for the singles. So
oh, sure.
We've already done that. And that's an approach I've never actually been a part of. Funny enough, in all the years of doing it, I was like, this is the first time I did a video.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a big digital fan. I love to consume visually. So I was like, let's make a video for every song in the album.
Is that going to happen?
We agreed
I'd
on
love
three.
For that.
Oh my gosh, I hope you don't have 23 songs. It's like metal. Wow, another one. This is track 17. We're not even done. For the video Kiss My Lips, that's kind of a throwback, I thought. Like, you know, where all of you are playing your instruments. It's not like you're at a bank or anything. As I really enjoyed it. Was that a conscious decision to kind of keep it retro?
Yes, for sure. We had an inspo from...
There was a few videos we pulled from, but there's a band called The Boys Next Door.
Oh!
Like Nick Kaye's first band, and they had a video that we kind of took as the main influence for this video. And
that's great! Like,
I think there's hearts on the wall in that video.
Yeah, we did nice big kissy old lips.
Yeah, but we shot it on a tape camera, just like standard definition, and the whole idea was just to kind of make it feel authentically 70s.
Yeah! So.
Fantastic!
Yeah, we did it with our friend Sam Weir, and he lent us his studio, and he's got a big endless white wall.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. What will be the inspiration for the next video and the next song? Do you even have something?
Okay, let me tell you this. So I unconsciously wrote the album as a what's it called?
What, a concept
album? A concept album. And it kind of follows along me being in love in a relationship with somebody. And the next song is... Can I know the next song?
Yeah,
it's Greedy. The next video that's going to come out, our next single, is called Greedy.
Oh!
And it kind of has to do with a little green-eyed monster happening. So it's going to be very cool.
Awesome.
Very excited to put that out. That's by Wayne Morehart, our good pal. He's amazing. So can't wait to put that out soon.
Now, is there a date for the actual release of the album? When will I even hear the name of this album? You guys are so mum on it. Mick!
It's all on the back burner.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, again, it's... we've been sitting on it for a while, but just waiting to see how it's gonna get released. So no dates,
okay.
No nothing yet. You'll be the first to know. How's that?
You're lying. Yeah. Totally lying. Yeah.
We do like have a show like every month though.
It
so,
seems
like,
that
you can
way.
Come out and see us
yes.
every month.
How was last night?
It was awesome.
How was the Enza Club?
It was amazing. The sound was so good.
So yeah, when did they start doing shows at the Enza Club? Are you bringing it back?
Yeah, well, it was because of us.
We did this. You know what? I hadn't been in that room in a while or seen a show in that room
yeah.
in a long time. And that upstairs room is classic Vancouver.
Oh,
venue,
the
right?
best. And, the downstairs is classic Vancouver.
Well, yeah.
To see that SK Robot do the Gannett Boy voices. Have you ever seen that tribute?
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
yeah.
No,
every year they do
okay.
it. It's like, get on board, man.
We're actually going to do a video in the downstairs of Enza. I'm hoping to, at least.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm glad that's still that's a very underrated venue.
Yeah. It's very neat. Actually, the show we were part of last night, the band that was in the middle of the bill was the Buzzers.
Okay.
And their singer, Ben, actually works at the Enza. And so he got the room, put it all together, and it was actually a really fun night. We got to play to a crowd we don't normally play to, I'd say. And so for us, I love that.
And
people coming in blind, right? And and just seeing how they react to your music.
I'm sure it was positive.
It was we had a great time and a good reception. We had a blast. All the bands played very well, so it was a good
night. Is wonderful.
So Ben had a big part of the reason I think that the Enza put on the show.
Exactly where I was
going. Because
kinda,
he works there and like had the vision of doing it.
So. Well, I hope that there's more shows. There. There is not a date or a venue for the upcoming album. But you know, if you tune in, keep tuning in to the Parts Unknown show, I will give you the info about that. In the meantime, we will just listen to the fantasticness of Kiss My Lips. This is their new hit song. This is Rempel on 101.9 CITR. Thank you very much to that fabulous foursome for making some time for little old Chris-erific.
Yeah!
I will slowly tell you that you are, oh my gosh, guys, what is going on? There we are. You are listening to the Parts Unknown Show, a shorter version of the Parts Unknown Show, but even better than the two-hour version, because I'm playing the rock and roll, and you love the rock and roll, and you love a little bit of dance at the beginning, at the end. That is the recipe for happiness in your life, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Bobby Teens. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the Runaways.
I want something bad and nice. Hot love. I want it nice from paradise.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
All right, let me tell you a little bit about what you heard. You heard some Runaways, fabulous stuff. You also heard the Bobby Teens, fabulous stuff from, I think that they're not around anymore, but I love that song, Hate Me Just a Little Bit. I have played it a couple times before. Yes. Hey, wow. You guys get back to me very, very quickly. Thank you. Oh, yes. All right. Private Lives from Montreal. This mic is a hot mic. Private Lives had the tune called Wrong Again from their brand new Salt of the Earth album. This is going to be a very retro kind of show, because I only have four new tracks and one is going to be at the end, and I've used up all my other ones. So what I'd like to do, I want to get to Transmitters. You know them, you love them. It features a former member of CITR, Mr. Bryce Dunn, the Dundertaker, as we like to call him, because he loves to bury people in cemeteries. Jeez. Anyway, how about we play a little something from them called Teenage A? Okay, well, maybe not. How about this one? And you only have, oh, I remember this band. They'd give me headaches because they're all about the 7 inches. So I'm only getting tracks from them one at a time. Let's just randomly take one. Are You Gonna Take Me? Let's play this one from a 2008 release, Live a Little More, an EP by Transmitters. I believe that Mike Flintoff of the band Rample, also a prominent figure in this band too, on 101.9 CITR.
You're listening to the Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR.
Just good friends, but you know we never been icons. And when he lets you get him, come around here and spot him. I don't know everything, but I heard all the rumors in town. There's trouble in paradise. God is gonna pay the price. We always said this and we didn't mean. We'll be right back.
Amazing job from Chicks Dig It, Out of the Prairies, doing a Loverboy cover. And usually I do a cover at the top of the hour. It's the top of the hour, but I'm going to do a last song at the top of the hour. You could catch that or listen to that track on the FUBAR soundtrack that is about 23 years old now. But it has prominent Canadian bands doing covers of old Canadian band songs, like Sum 41 did Rock You by Helix, and it's fantastic. Okay, enough. I am going to set this up for you and hope that you love it. How could you not? This is my friend Ben Fraze, a new band. You may know him from bands called My Project Blue and The Shilohs. He is a drummer extraordinaire. And he is now in a new band called Drama Queen. And I am liking this track already. It's a little dancier, but he's still behind the traps playing it. Before I run out of any more time, let's play Drama Queen. This is Don't Want You Back. And then I will be preempted. Take care.
Forever. today in every way that we can.
God's an astronaut. God's ears above the rainbow.
What's your favorite scary movie? Have you ever thought there was something a little bit, well, queer about it? Welcome to the place where every night is movie night. Join me, the non-binary skeleton in your closet.
And me, the transgender creature lurking under your bed.
As we raid the Crypt Keeper DVD collection to show you the queerness behind your favorite genre. Hi, I'm Stephen King.
And I'm McCready. Are you sitting uncomfortably?
Perfect. Let us take you to the place where the monsters live. Welcome, wicked stepmommies. Stepmommies. Chattering sex demons and puzzle boxes to this episode of Where the Monsters Live. I'm your host, Stephen Kink, and my pronouns are they, them.
My name is McCready. I'm your co-host. My pronouns are he, him.
Fabulous. All right. Our discussion today will contain spoilers for Clive Barker's 1987 film, Hellraiser.